Nolte, Maskless Stacey Abrams Risks Super Spreader Event at Grade School. By John Nolte on February 7, 2022. Democrat gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams spent much of Friday running around maskless in a Georgia grade school. What kind of monster risks the lives of schoolchildren for a political photo op? Keep in mind, it wasn't just the one picture, this one moment, that is now iconic. Oh, no, it wasn't just this one instance on Friday. From the looks of it, Abrams spent all of her time risking the lives of children. See the three photos below by way of a Twitter account that has now been deleted. How many children did Abrams infect? How many children will die? How many children infected by Abrams will go home and infect their parents and grandparents? How many of those parents and grandparents will die? How many teachers and staffers did Abrams infect? How many people will be infected by those teachers and staff infected by Abrams? How many of those people will die? We just don't know. And Stacey Abrams obviously doesn't give a shit about any of these people, or she would have worn a mask. Now, you might look at these photos through your own prism. The prism that screams hypocrisy, the prism that says, what we have here is more proof that Democrats know masks are useless. You might look at these photos and think, what more proof do you need that masks are useless than a morbidly obese woman running around without one in a crowd of people? That is a perfectly valid way to look at it. In fact, that's how I look at it. But to understand just what a horrible and selfish person Stacey Abrams is, we need to look at it through her prism, which in turn reveals her intent. Stacey Abrams believes masks work and are necessary to save lives. What's more, Stacey Abrams believes children will die without mask mandates. And so, because we know what Stacey Abrams believes, we can expose her intent. And it goes like this. If you believe, as Abrams does, that mask mandates are necessary to save the lives of children, and then you run around a grade school without a mask, you obviously do not care about the safety and lives of children. In fact, you are deliberately risking the lives of children to boost your political prospects. And so, based on her own stated values and beliefs, we now know Stacey Abrams is a monster willing to risk a super spreader event in a grade school for a photo op. Does Georgia want someone so selfish and mercenary, someone willing to kill schoolchildren, as their next governor? Ask yourself, how many children will Stacey Abrams sacrifice to become governor? Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.